I apprehend no danger to our country from a foreign foe. Our destruction, should it come at all, will be from another quarter, from the inattention of the people to the concerns of their government, from their carelessness and negligence. I must confess that I do apprehend some danger. I fear that they may place too implicit a confidence in their public servants and fail properly to scrutinize their conduct, that in this way they may be made the dupes of designing men and become the instruments of their own undoing. Make them intelligent, and they will be vigilant. Give them the means of detecting the wrong, and they will apply the remedy. What kind of message is it, America, to the young, when they that have been entrusted to serve cannot be trusted? Only 12% of the American people say that they have confidence in Congress as an institution. Here are some facts. 111 members of the Congress have run at least two businesses that went bankrupt, often leaving business partners and creditors holding the bag. 79 have credit reports so bad that they can't get an American Express card on their own. But as members of Congress, they can get a government-issued American Express card without a credit check. 64 have personal or financial problems so serious they would be denied security clearance by the Department of Defense or the Department of Energy if they had to apply through normal circumstances. But again, as members of the Congress, they get clearances simply because they fooled enough people to get them elected. 31 members of the current Congress have been accused of spousal abuse in either criminal or civil proceedings. 33 have driving while intoxicated arrests on their driving records. 24 are or have been defendants in various lawsuits ranging from bad debts, dispute with business partners, or other civil matters. 17 have drug-related arrests in their backgrounds. 6 for shoplifting, 5 for fraud, 4 for assault, and 1 for criminal trespass. 9 members of Congress wrote bad checks even after the scandal several years ago, which resulted in closures of the informal house bank that routinely allowed members to let their accounts be overdrawn without penalty. And just think, America, these are the ones that were caught. Criminals mock society's laws. Your compassion is a weakness that your enemies will not and do not share. Criminals thrive on the indulgences of society's understandings. The corrupt depend upon you and your ignorance of the Constitution and its embodiment of its laws. When you live in darkness, the only light that you have is truth. It would do us all well, America, to stick to the light that not only exposes, but also refuses the darkness.
Should be up in about a minute and a half here. Just wanted to let you guys know, first and foremost, thank you very much for all the orders, Children of the Apostate. I'm telling you what, it's very timely. It addresses what we're dealing with right now. And I noticed that as we were going through all the proofreading process and over, we did it 9 times on this book, obviously because we wanted no error within this book. I started noticing what was coming up as to the issues that were beachheading. And I thought, wait a second, Lord, you got me on the front of this. And this applies to exactly what's going on. And to those that call the current candidates, a godly man, it addresses that as well. So we'll be getting to this in just a couple minutes. We should be going live here in just a minute as well. This is dead time right now for air, for radio, just so you all understand what's going on right even now. So again, if you guys want to order these, by the way, I've been to the post office twice a day. I'm just letting you know how many are going out the door right now. So it's called Children of the Apostate. If you order today, it will go out in the mail tomorrow as well. About 10 seconds. Testimonials as well. This comic book is second to none, done by Danny Bulinati. If you'd like a copy, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the store.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Richard Mast, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I just want to get to it, folks. You want to call in 281-845-4704. We are going to, as Spurgeon rightly said, the Lord never sends a man that doesn't first trouble consciences. This show is going to do just that. So if you'd like to call in, contend, you want to add to, take away, whatever the case might be, please do 281-845-4704. Social media platform, sonsoflibertymedia.com. I'm going to show you some videos here and some pictures and some documentation. sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of that page, subscribe. Also go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well. And friends, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because there it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution. Listen to Daniel Webster, an upright man for his time during the founding era. He said, there's no nation on earth powerful enough to accomplish our overthrow. Did you hear what I said? There is no nation on earth powerful enough to accomplish our overthrow. He said our destruction, should it come at all, will be from another quarter, from the inattention of the people to the concerns of their own government, a reflection of we the people, from their carelessness and negligence. I must confess I do apprehend some danger. I fear that they may place too implicit a confidence in their public servants and fail properly to scrutinize their conduct, that in this way they may be made the dupes of designing men and become the instruments of their own undoing. Is that what's happening today? Yep. Yeah, just watched some videos yesterday. I don't know if you're aware of this or not, friends, but I'm going to make you aware of it right now. You're being told that there's a small amount of illegals in the United States of America right now. The real number is between 11. I'm sorry. The real number is all the way up to 43 million illegals in the United States of America. Well, you're being entertained by the politicians, the clowns in the circus of politics. You have been infiltrated with numbers as high as 43 million illegals. Let me ask you the question concerning Daniel Webster's quote. Who has been treasonously drawing these illegals into America? All of them. And I'm talking about the governors who are in this alliance, 28:18 of Isaiah, who are committing, in fact, a conspiracy, Jeremiah 11:9, to overthrow who we are, to establish a new world order. Well, some will say that's just crazy. Well, here, let me show you something real quick. Oregon is offering $30,000 for illegal aliens to buy homes. The program is not open to American citizens, only illegals. Who's doing this, friends? Who's making these offers? Who's committing the act of treason in the face of the American people? Your said representatives are. So it's not like they're doing this thing in a corner. It's not like what's happening right now is happening in the dark. Nope, they're doing it right in the face of the people. And what I want to make clear is people understand why Patrick Henry said, listen carefully. He said, he was a son of liberty, P.S. That's a posted script. Guard with jealous attention the public liberty. He said, suspect everyone who approaches that jewel. He said, unfortunately, nothing will preserve it but downright force by the people. Whenever you give up that force, you are inevitably ruined. Yesterday, we were just highlighting a quote from Kamala Harris, who's a criminal, illegitimate. She is a female version of Benito Mussolini called a scoundrel. They're easily controlled. They're extorted men and women along with Tim Walz. Now, what was interesting about that, I'm going to highlight this. I want you to look up at the screen on sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com. And this is a picture of Tim Walz. And what I posted is everything about this human being is an abomination. Well, it is because look what he's advocating for. Why is Tim Walz being positioned and appointed as the governor in the state of Minnesota when in fact he is from Nebraska? During this time, also keep in mind in Nebraska, something came to the light, to the surface for all to see concerning Boys Town. This is where all the orphans would go. And then they found out these FBI agents were actually taking these kids, getting hooked on drugs, partying, and then they would transport them to Washington, D.C. to compromise politicians in sex acts with children, orphans. I'm not making this up. Maybe these criminals should understand it's better for them to take a millstone and wrap it around their own neck and cast themselves into the sea rather than to offend one of these little ones. Oh, that's the New Testament, Luke 17:2. You want to check out what he does concerning the fatherless? These that make a prey of the fatherless, why don't you check out Exodus 22? He talks about killing them with the sword. I'm just kind of curious because when I think of even 1 Timothy, it talks about men stealers. And I'm just going to go over there for a moment because I want you to hear this because some people think that this is a thing of the past when in fact it's not. And before I read this, I want you to understand you now have the mainstream media highlighting the devil and his minions as the standard whereby you are to choose from the lesser of the evils that are offered to you. This is happening because people have taken their eyes off of the Father of our God, of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the one that is mentioned in every state preamble in the United States of America. His Son, Jesus Christ, my Lord, the captain of my salvation, is the one that came to magnify the law. Isaiah 42:21, 40 verse 7 of Psalms, 8:10 of Hebrews, and 10:7 of Hebrews, Matthew 5:17. Romans 3:31. He didn't come to abrogate the law. He came to magnify the law. Instead of people magnifying the law against people and abominable individuals such as Tim Walz, what do? They allow these corrupt individuals to go ahead and rule the roost and throw down more people to upend the Constitution as you know it. Now, I want you to see this because it says in 1999, history teacher Tim Walz recruited young boys into a gay club at school. If you have not taken the time to see Conspiracy of Silence, do yourself a favor because you can rest assured this is an extorted, compromised, abominable human being that they are trying to put up to upend who we are on now a national level. His name is Tim Walz. Now, what's interesting about that, outside of the fact that we know who Tim Walz is, the people of the state hate him, as I've reiterated over and over 1,000 times. They're trying to put him out there on a national level as a hero, as a war hero, when in fact everything about him is opposite to what you're being told right now. When I come back, I'm going to show you what I found from another individual that was courageous enough to actually let the people know as to what was going on with these criminals that are in Washington, D.C. And one such criminal is Donald Trump. I'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Apache Davis, and I support the Sons of Liberty because the Sons of Liberty still believes America is good, that belief in God is the cornerstone of our republic, that character and virtue is important, and families are the basic building blocks of society.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Today, more than ever, our pets are struggling with many of the same health challenges that their owners are struggling with. Medications can sometimes help, but do not address the root cause and can create unwanted side effects. Pet Regen by Go Natural Pets is a revolutionary, regenerative, plant-based supplement for pets that helps the body heal itself naturally. The results have been extraordinary. The unique ingredients in Pet Regen have countless scientific studies that show their ability to facilitate greater repair, renewal, and regeneration. A few scoops a day can make all the difference. It's safe, effective, affordable, and it works. We guarantee it or your money back. Created by nature, proven by science, loved by pets. That's PetRegen.com, PetRegen.com. Or call 737-303-4480. That's 737-303-4480.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I want to highlight something really quick just to prove the point of what I was talking about last. Instead of Jesus Christ, the righteous being the standard, known as the author and the finisher of our faith, how the world will be judged, and each man will be judged according to that man, Acts 17:31. It's interesting how now the scoundrels have become the standard. And that's exactly what we're dealing with right now. That's why Ed actually, in fact, named the show Americans Are Teaching Criminals that they can get away with this. Well, we've known a lot of the stuff that we've known for a long time. And as I said about a week ago, I am sick and tired of listening to shows where they have guest host after guest host after guest host or guest after guest after guest highlighting the crimes of the ones that have been called out for their crimes over and over and over again. And the fact of the matter is the Americans are teaching them, the people are teaching them that it's okay to commit the crimes that they're committing because they don't hold them accountable for their crimes. Although we, again, have provision in the U.S. Constitution to deal with them. Now, folks, the law of God is written in your heart and in your mind. And until you're converted, I got to tell you right now, evil men understand not judgment. And if you look at Proverbs 28, you're going to see just that. And what it says is those that forsake God's law praise the wicked. And I'm telling you what, the wicked are walking on every side, Psalm 12:8. And if you want to go back and call it for what it is, they're walking on every side because apparently making America great again is doing the opposite of what you say you're going to do. And although Jesus told the church that we're to judge men according to what they do, they just go ahead and judge men according to what they like and they overlook their faults. Yeah, right? because who are they to judge? Yeah, twist not scripture the way Satan twisted scripture. When you look in Matthew 7 and it talks about judge not lest he be judged, pay attention to who the Lord's talking about. Those that don't practice what they preach. Put it in context, because right after that he says, cast not that which is holy before the dogs. He's teaching us judgment. And in John 7:24, what does it tell us? It tells us to use righteous judgment. And what is the church called to do? To do just that. Again, wisdom is found in what we do under God, right? Read Deuteronomy 4, the whole of the chapter. So anyways, going back to what I was just highlighting a moment ago, look at this. This is Tim Walz. This is the man whose stomach was pumped for drinking horse semen. No joke. I've highlighted the article that was directly from the paper. It is not speculation. It is not a joke. It's been verified. We've showed it to you. He's a sick-minded reprobate. He's abandoned to sin, and he loves his sin. The man is a devil. Shad Olson called him a Maoist to the very core. He's taken on the Chinese government, and now they mean the model of Chinese government, and now they mean to make him the vice president, which means he'll be in control. See, he's the one responsible for the things that he's been allowed to do here in the face of 5.9 million people in the state of Minnesota. Has he been held accountable for his crimes? Absolutely not. He's being promoted in his crimes. This is all temporal, but it falls to the people that fail to deal with him in judgment. It falls to the people that fail to be the law that God has called to be the law under the lawgiver, right? And so what we're reaping right now is exactly what we deserve. So before I get to that, I want you to listen carefully on a positive. French writer Alexis de Tocqueville, after visiting America in 1831, said, I sought for the greatness of the United States and her commodious harbors, her ample rivers, her fertile fields, and her boundless forests. And it wasn't there. He said, I sought for it in her rich mines, her vast world commerce, her public school system, and her institutions of higher learning, and it was not there. I looked for it in the Democratic Congress. He's using that in a proper context. We operate democratically within our constitutional republic. And here, matchless constitution, and he said, it wasn't there. He said, not until I went into the churches of America and heard her pulpits flame with righteousness did I understand the secret of her genius and power. America is great because America is good. And if America ever ceases to be good, America will be ceasing to be great. You're not going to have a godly country with devils in office, friends. What I want to show you, while I was going through this, there was over, as a matter of fact, I'm going to go ahead and show this to you. There's over 291 shares and 83 comments. People started becoming courageous because they seen somebody post the truth of the matter, which happened to me. Hey, folks, men don't fight. They don't follow titles. Listen to me carefully. They don't follow titles. They follow courage. And when you are in Christ, you are going to be courageous. Okay? You're going to be made bold as lions. That means bold, forward to danger. You're going to have strong confidence in the fear of the Lord. Those that fear the face of God don't fear the face of man. You all understand. Let's get back to this. This is what I found. Out of these 89 or 83 comments, forgive me, I went up to the top, and guess what I found? You guys have all heard of this, right? Katie Johnson, who was a 13-year-old girl, making and taking actions against defendant Donald J. Trump and Jeffrey Epstein. This was back in 2016. Did you hear about this? No, folks, when you go through this, the crimes, she was a 13-year-old girl along with other minors that both Epstein and Donald Trump were abusing in great detail. In great detail. And everything that was named on this document, in fact, I can see it coming directly from his mouth. And I'm not even going to say some of the stuff that she highlighted, but it's interesting. She said when she began to initiate this lawsuit against Epstein and that of Donald Trump, it's interesting to note that Donald Trump continuously threatened her and her family's life if it should ever get out. Hey, folks, this Stormy Daniel thing, all these other cover-ups that are going on with Donald Trump. Some will say, well, Bradley, they're hiding this. No, they're not hiding it, because when I went to do my homework during the break, it says Donald Trump and Katie Johnson. It's all over the place. You know what's sad about this? Here's the gist of the matter. Nobody's hiding anything. His worshipers don't want to find it. They're trying to justify his crimes because they themselves are guilty of the same crime. It's not a good place to put yourself. Take heed that you stand lest you fall. Hey, folks, politicians are getting worse because of what the people are trying to justify. And you can't justify it. Well, again, during the break, what I wanted to do, and I'm talking about right before the show, it was interesting because when I was looking up certain things, all of a sudden it said a list of American federal politicians convicted of crimes. And folks, I am telling you what, for those that say they can go ahead and get away with the crimes, these are the ones that got caught, for the record. I just want to make clear that you all understand that these are the ones that got caught. The other ones, they have to die before they get caught because they already understand the people are going to give them a pass to go ahead and do the things that they do. Sad place to be, America. Sad place to be. But I do want to say this. When I was going up and down this list, because again, I do a whole show on this, it was amazing to see all the people that were busted for crimes that were in politics, namely in federal government. Oh, and it doesn't exempt those in state government in any sense of the word. But what they do, friends, is they wait until they're out of office before they prosecute them. See, because what they're doing, friends, is they're attempting to justify themselves and protect themselves in the integrity of the government, as they say it. Lest there should be national security issues. No joke. No, the national security issue that we're having is the American people are not told the truth. And when they are told the truth, they don't respond to the truth by bringing judgment upon the heads of the wicked. Isaiah 26, verse 9, Isaiah 51, verse 4. No, they allow the criminal to do the things that he does. So what do? They do it more. They do it day after day. They do it week after week. Folks, this is insanity. I mean, this is just the list of federal representation concerning those that have been prosecuted for their crimes. Are things getting better, friends? No. Let me go back to 1 Timothy because I was going to bring this up before the end of the last segment, and I want you to listen carefully to this, lest you thought the law of God was abrogated. No, Jesus came in to explain it. He came in to fulfill it. If it was abrogated, he didn't need to explain it. And over again in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, we see Jesus using the law as a schoolmaster, asking the Jews, unto them was given the oracles of God in Romans 3, and what did he say? What does the law say? What does the law say? What does the law say? Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, soul, and strength. That means you're fulfilling God's moral law. You can check that out in Romans 13, right? Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. That is what hangs on the law and the prophets right there. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. So if you don't want somebody committing adultery with your wife, then don't commit adultery with their wife. If you don't want somebody stealing from you, then don't steal from them. And the only way that you can actually fulfill that law is when the Lord gives it to you in Romans 5:5 by the Holy Ghost who's been given unto us. It's a supernatural love. And when we're born again by the Lord and by the Holy Ghost, the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts. It's not a natural love. It's a supernatural love, okay? You can't love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, soul, and strength and not love your brother as yourself. And you can't love your brother as yourself until you love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777. 1-800-387-7747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Alan Keyes. I'm glad to have an opportunity to talk to you for a moment about my friend Bradley Dean. He's making a great contribution to, I think, the vital work, not only of helping to wake people up to the importance of our faith, but especially spreading that word to the younger generations who are desperately in need of it. Help him do his work and spread it further.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. I've known Bradley Dean for the better part of 2 decades, and in all that time, I've been a witness to his consistent passion for Jesus Christ, America, its young people, and the veterans who fought to keep us free. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
Welcome back. 281-845-4704. I don't know why, folks, but you wait until the last segment to call. I don't know why, and I know it goes really fast, and I know I'm dumping a lot of information on you. I totally do. 281-845-4704. I want to continue on here. We're talking about the fact that the American people are, in fact, teaching politicians to be the criminals that they are by withholding judgment upon their heads for the crimes that they commit. I mean, it's just absolutely true. I got a video here of a lady that moved to Minnesota. And she said she moved to Minnesota because they were, you know, told about how great of a place Minneapolis-St. Paul is. Now, listen, I've lived in Minneapolis-St. Paul my whole life. I've moved 37 times. And the fact of the matter is because we were just, man, there was no stakes down concerning the tent we lived. And in any sense of the word, we moved and then we got friends and then we moved and then we got friends and then we moved. It was like, okay. But with that said, she was allured to come to Minneapolis and live here. And when she got here, she learned a real hard lesson, a painful lesson, real quick, concerning what the people of the state were tolerating concerning, again, it goes back to Tim Walz. Tim Walz is supposed to be the representative of the lawgiver in upholding the law. He has not done that in any sense of the word. But the people here, the 5.9 million people, haven't held him accountable for treason, alluring illegals into the state, giving illegals license in the state. He didn't veto none of these bills. No, it was all teed up. If you want to know why the CIA is planted in every Capitol building in the United States, you might want to ask yourself that question and then go ahead and fulfill the answer for yourself, especially all the while knowing that President Truman said back in 47 that he would have had nothing to do with the CIA, the American version of the Gestapo. He said this about in the 50s of the CIA in 1947. Okay. But I want you to check this out. So as you can understand why everybody's taking orders and they're all going the same direction. If you've not seen the true documentary, it's a movie, but it's true. It's a documentary. It's so well done. It's called Conspiracy. Folks, it's exactly what's happening today. These governors are taking orders, not from the people, not from the law they're supposed to uphold. They're taking orders from those that are subversive and those that are upending cities in states throughout the country. And I think we're all getting a real good idea as to what I'm talking about, especially over the last 3.5 years. Let's go ahead and watch this video. Let's listen to this lady's story. It's very short, but again, I want you to keep in mind that the governor of the state, Tim Walz, is the one that's alluring these illegals in, and look at what she had to suffer concerning her calamity.
11 o'clock in the morning. He was in his truck. He overheard a woman screaming for help. He got out of his vehicle, walked directly over there, had some type of verbal altercation with Sirleaf. As Devin was walking away, he shot him. I started looking him up. 8 felonies, 4 misdemeanors. He was let out on 0 bail 4 months prior to killing my son. We moved up here to have a safer place to live. All the statistics said it was great.
And to those who think, oh, this couldn't possibly happen to my family.
I thought that too. If this could happen to him, it can happen to anybody. It's unbelievable. We are teaching these criminals that they can get away with this and saying you can do crime here and we're going to let you out.
You try to get the message to Tim Walz. Have you heard anything back from him?
No. Whose child has to die in order for someone to pay attention? It was 11
exactly.
o'clock in the
morning. Whose child has to die before people pay attention? It always changes when it hits home and it just happens to be your child. That's how ministries are birthed, as a matter of fact. Now more than ever before, the people are responsible for the character of their Congress. If that body be ignorant, reckless, and corrupt, it is because the people tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption. President James Garfield, not once but twice. If you see an issue, only you can answer it. If you see a problem, only you can be the answer to that problem. But what do they do? And once they're called out for their crimes, what do? The mainstream media goes to work. Those that are accomplices in covering up the crime for those that are guilty of the conspiracy, once again, what do? Well, they try to cover up their crimes. Here, look at this. This is Alpha News. This is Upper Midwest Law Center fighting suppression of Nicole Mitchell and her arrest record. Wow, that's pretty crazy. So when the politicians, they commit the crimes, the mainstream media attacks those that are calling them out for their crimes to suppress the information so it doesn't get to the people concerning their representative government. Wow, who's responsible for that, Americans? It's got to be the American people. And I know people get mad at me for it all the time, but you know what? Too bad. It's true. It's totally true. It's totally true. And I, on a personal note, I wish I could say a couple things that I'd like to say to you right now. But I'll tell you what, I want to say this in truth before God and you. I look at your kids the way that I look at my kids. We're supposed to be impartial in judgment. I am my brother's keeper. I look at your wife the way I would want someone to look out for my wife. And the same thing for you wives, your husbands. You know, what happened to that? What happened to the Good Samaritan laws, by the way, friends, where people used to look out for each other? Matter of fact, it was a law, and they're still in the books. Good Samaritan laws, where you're supposed to look out for each other. Now when crimes are being committed, what do? They look the other way. You know, but you got to ask the question, why are the criminals so encouraged to commit the crimes like we just seen? Because the governor is being soft on crime. Why? They want to be soft on crime for the very purpose that they want the people of the state and the country to cry out to government for more control. When in fact, they're the ones creating the problem. Here, let me give you a prime example. I was just going to tip into this yesterday. But I want to bring it back to this whore, Kamala Harris. This is your other option, Americans. 325.9 million people, and you've got two scoundrels to choose from, two criminals to choose from, Donald Trump or Kamala Harris and or Tim Walz. Same thing goes for J.D. Vance. He's an investor into big pharmaceutical companies. What a better team up, friends, than that and the father of the vaccine. Oh, how the American people seem to forget so easily and quickly. Matter of fact, it's the short-term memories of the American people that politicians rely upon. But let's get to this. This is Kamala Harris. This lady right here proposes the question. And by the way, men, notice again, it's the women doing this. A majority of the women that are confronting these issues. Okay? Because they have to. Because the men are not doing it. Right? What power do executive orders have? EOs cannot eliminate any amendment to the Constitution. That said, you know, Harris, Walz are Marxists. No, they're criminals. They're treasonous criminals to we the people. Why is the powers that are tolerated, why are they putting these two up as an option? Because that's where it is coming from. The apple doesn't fall too far from the wicked tree, does it? No. You know, I don't care what you call them, Marxists, communists, whatever the case is. We call them criminals because it transgresses law, 1 John 3:4. I'm so tired of all these other names they use for crimes and criminals. It's like they're criminals. We already know Tim Walz is treasonous against the American people. If people would read Article 3, Section 3, Tim Walz wouldn't be running for the vice president right now. He'd be running from the law that's going to hunt him down and hold him accountable for his crimes. And by the way, not only is he accountable for the crimes of treasonously drawing them into the state, but he's also accountable for the crimes of the illegals that have been drawn in by him. Did you know that? See, until they're personally held responsible for their crimes, this is going to continue on. But let's go back. What did Kamala Harris say? I will use an executive order to end the Second Amendment. Why with up to, as I highlighted a moment ago, 43 million illegals that have been lured into this country? Why are there very far and few between talking about it? Why is the mainstream media not making this the main initiative? Well, that's all a distraction. That's all smoke and mirrors. That's all sleight of hand to keep you distracted from them that are being lured in. Anybody paying attention to all the corporate buildings and all the apartment buildings going around these, what Donald Trump is promoting called 15-minute cities? I hope you're paying attention. That's not how you make America great again. That's how you destroy it. And the Bible tells us in Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, that the Lord would allure them in, and they would be made the head, and you'd be made the tail. Talking about the foreigners. Your country is being handed off to the illegals, America. This is judgment. Hey, folks, 281-845-4704. I don't care who it is from the top to the bottom that wants to go ahead and dispute the irrefutable facts concerning what I just said. Have them call in and embarrass me in front of everybody, please, concerning this issue. 281-845-4704. Okay, let's go on here. She said she's going to pull forth an executive order to the end the Second Amendment. Tim Walz said the first thing that they will do is, he said, we will confiscate all weapons of war starting with AR-15s. The point that I wanted to make at the latter part of the point that I just made was this. Why are they so adamant about getting rid of the Second Amendment? They're alluring treasonously illegals into the country. Simultaneously, they're disarming the people. Tim Walz, treasonous Tim, has already brought something forth called red flag laws, completely unconstitutional. It's all aimed at their political opposition. Mark my words. They've already done it several times here in the state of Minnesota. And of course, they're using the bad guys at first is a soft tyranny, right? To those that they meet, that they really mean to get to, like guys like me that will defend myself. Hey, folks, there's not a violent bone in my body. But I want to reiterate the point that I will defend my family. I will defend what the Lord has bestowed upon me. Listen to me again. I will defend my family. Hey, folks, again, I wouldn't hurt a fly. I am for the law. I am for reformation. And I am right now highlighting the fact that I am for judgment upon the heads of those that are in office that are wicked to the core and those that mean to destroy
this
country.
Sons of Liberty, we'll be right back. We are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Kevin Shipp, former CIA officer. I want to give my personal recommendation for Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. Bradley's message of standing for faith and liberty in America is critically important to the future of our country. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty's message is a light in the darkness we're facing. I personally support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life. Books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. 233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Americans are teaching criminals that they can get away with this, and this is a prime example. I'm looking at live chat right now, and I just seen somebody talk about vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, and retribution is mine, saith the Lord. Yep, there's the problem, because you fail to keep his commandments. Sodom and Gomorrah is a prime example of that sort of mentality. What, the law applies to us peasants, but it doesn't apply to our said representatives who receive their delegated authority from our peasants as a representative government? You have it completely upside down, and that is the license that you give the people right there in office to commit the crimes. Because they already know that when you say, you know what, I'm going to leave it to the Lord to go ahead and deal with this. Common sense says you stand up and deal with it because the Lord gave you a commandment to do it. Do you realize, let's just talk about this for a moment. The illegals that have been lured into America, up to 43 million illegals have been allured into America. Do you realize in this process right now that is the judgment of God? You know why? Because you fail to deal with the corrupt that are illegally alluring them in the first place. They are not above the law. They are to enforce the law. And if they fail to do that, you are to be the law. That's how backwards people have become. Sodom and Gomorrah is a prime example of people in that particular province, in both of them, friends, both those cities, that just said, you know what, we'll leave it up to the Lord. We're not going to protect those kids. We're not going to protect those boys. No, it got to the point where the Lord said, you know what, enough. I'm going to judge them now, and I'm going to judge in such a fashion where you would have wished that you listened to me in keeping my commandments when you had the opportunity to do it, but you did it not. Hey, let me ask you a question. Are said representatives above the law then? Because those kind of statements right there suggest that they are. I'm going to leave it up to the Lord. And the Lord looks to his church that he commanded to keep his law, his commandments, his judgments, and statutes, that we might know righteousness and peace. That is exactly why America is in trouble. That's what's coming from the men, by the way, on live chat, not the women. That's what's coming from the men, okay? It's ridiculous. It is absolutely ridiculous what I see people talk. What Bible are you reading, man? Seriously, or should I say, what Bible is it that you need to read? You need to get a new translation or something. Common sense comes into play. That sort of mentality right there. You have to ask yourself, you are neutering yourselves. You are making yourself sheep before those that mean to make you a prey. That's why we have law. Nobody's above the law. That's why we have provision in the law to deal with corruption in the halls of government. Well, I'm going to leave it up to the Lord. I'll just go ahead and let him take care of it. Here, let me show you how this works, okay? Again, boy. I don't know how anybody can listen to this show and walk away with that. Proverbs 7:2, what does it say? Keep my commandments and live. What happens if you don't? Leviticus 26, start in verse 15 to 46. Go to Deuteronomy 28, start at 15, go to 68. What does it say? Because you have not kept my commandments. Because you have not kept my judgments. Because you have not kept my statutes as to how to deal with the criminals. You're going to fall under the curse. And that applies then and it applies today. Listen carefully. When I go to 1 Timothy 1:8, what does it say? Knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly and for sinners, for unholy and profane, for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, for manslayers, for whoremongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind, for men stealers, for liars, for perjured persons, and if there be any other thing that is contrary to sound, which means without error, doctrine. That's the New Testament. And if you look at the New Testament under grace, comparably to that of the Old Testament, it's interesting because in the New Testament, you even think the thought, you can be damned for it because you're going to be judged by the Lord on that day for those thoughts, idle thoughts, for the things that you do and the things that you don't do. My goodness, I want to say this, and I mean this with everything in my heart. When I read comments like that, it's those kind of comments that encourage the enemy to do the things that the enemy does. And when you look at a big, abominable pansy like Tim Walz, who's allowed to do the things that he's doing, that's all you have to do is stand back and look at the so-called men in the church and say, you know, I'm just going to leave it up to the Lord. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. You know what? I'll bring forth recompense. It's up to the Lord, whatever he wants to do. Why do you have arms? Why do you have arms? Why do you have the Second Amendment? To defend yourself. From what? Why did our forefathers establish the Second Amendment? Because of the tyrants in the government, corruption in government. It wasn't for hunting. I know a lot of you effeminate men, you want to hide behind that. You know all the well that's not what it was given for. Matter of fact, if our forefathers weren't armed during the time of the War of Independence, we wouldn't be here today. That's why our forefathers gave us the Second Amendment. And going back to the point that I was making a couple minutes ago, what's under attack? Well, those that the Lord's going to take care of, according to the men in America. You epitomize everything but Christ, who is the line of the tribe of Judah, who is the captain of our salvation. You know, I want to show you something as well concerning this, and I'm kind of going back and forth, but I know I'm prophetically going back and forth because I can feel the tracking that's going on here. So it came to pass in the day of battle. This is why the bad guys want to remove your right to bear arms. So it came to pass in the day of battle that there was neither sword nor spear found in the hand of any of the people that were with Saul and Jonathan, but was Saul and Jonathan, his son, was there found. How did the Philistines control the children of Israel? How did they enslave them? How did they oppress them? They disarmed them. But, you know, according to the men in the Church of America today, I'm just going to leave it up to the Lord. The Lord's going to take care of what I failed to take care of. I mean, that they fail to understand, I guess, a lot of these men in the church today, they fail to understand that they're called to be soldiers. That's why we have armor, spiritual armor, and common sense. Right? Let me ask you again, friends. How were the people controlled? I do a whole show on this. How did Adolf Hitler overthrow the people? He disarmed them. How did Mao Zedong overthrow the people? He disarmed them. How did Joseph Stalin overthrow his people? He disarmed them. What are these communists in America allowed to do right now as they're trying to disarm you? Oh, I can go back. I can go back. Disarm the people. I want to say this during the last 3 minutes so you all understand that there is absolutely, just like during the pandemic, there was absolutely zero authority constitutionally given to our said representatives to attack the people. When it comes to the Second Amendment, there is zero provision given in the U.S. Constitution to disarm its own people. And when you see them even having a desire to disarm its own people, you better understand what you are dealing with right then and there. You better identify real quick as to what you're dealing with, because they are not there to serve the people. And when you again read the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights, we can see what it's for. For the people, the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Here, let me define the word infringed. Violated. The Bill of Rights are the thou shall nots to those that serve we the people. There's restrictive declaratory measures brought forth in that document to make sure and to ensure the American people that they are God-given rights and they have no business going there whatsoever. So when I go back to Kamala Harris and Tim Walz and them talking about how they're going to bring forth an executive order, I do a whole show on that too. If it's not congruent with the U.S. Constitution, it is nugatory. It is null and void. Null and void. So where would they be getting this authority from? I want to tell you where they're getting this authority from. From all of the men in the church that say that they're going to let the Lord deal with it. Oh, and he will. After judgment's brought on you because you allowed the bad guys to do so, you failed to stand up and keep his commandments, the Lord will judge you and then he'll judge them. That's what he does. He'll purge the country as a whole. Nobody's above this judgment. Not even those at the very top that think that they are the elites. They are not. Hey, Satan thought the same thing, but he was cast down from heaven, wasn't he? Like lightning. Yep, read Isaiah 14. This applies to everybody. And when you read Isaiah 4:4, what does it say? It talks about how the Lord will purge the people with the spirit of judgment. That's right. I do want to say that there's a lot of people that are awake as to what's going on here. We have over 17.4 million guns that were sold in 2022. This is what they're afraid of, friends. And 1.4 million guns have been sold monthly, just in 2023. So I want to leave this on a positive that people are, in fact, paying attention to this. But the good guys in the church, you know what? They're just going to let the Lord go ahead and do for them what the Lord has commanded them to do. You're worthless.